Hi, I'm Gabby Lutz here with Erin Kelly, and we are here to discuss Stevie Nicks' 2019 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right here on Sterling High School Radio. This is her second induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was first inducted with Fleetwood Mac in 1998. Stevie Nicks' first solo album, Belladonna, was released in September of 1981, and the album reached number one in the U.S. Billboard charts that year. The New Yorker, a well-known news site, wrote about the cover of the album, which shows Nicks wearing a white gown, a gold bracelet, and knee-high platform boots. Her first song on the album was also named Belladonna. To ultimateclassicrock.com, Edge of 17, the third track off of her Belladonna album, was deemed as her number one song off of the list of her top 10 best songs.
In an interview in 2001, Stevie Nicks reveals how her music career got started and talks about how Lindsey Buckingham got her into her first band, Buckingham Nicks.
He and his band called me and asked me if I wanted to be in their rock and roll band.
Any San Francisco band you can come up with, we probably opened for 3 solid years because we were good.
Stevie Nicks is also known for being the lead vocalist in Fleetwood Mac. As well as writing her own music, she is still an active member of the group and going on tour this year. One of their most known songs, Go Your Own Way, is also listed as number one off of Fleetwood Mac's list of top 10 best songs. Over her solo career, Nicks has never won a Grammy, but she has had 8 Grammy nominations. Nicks has also put out 13 solo albums since she went solo. This has been Stevie Nicks' 2019 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Erin Kelly here with Gabby Lutz for Sterling Radio. Go Knights!